Now, despite a global pandemic, our economy being locked down, and millions of Canadians losing their jobs, the Vancouver real estate market has shown resilience, with prices higher on average than they were a year ago. So here to give a recap of the 2020 real estate market to discuss what might happen in 2021 is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
It's so strange, isn't it? It feels as if the Vancouver real estate market defies gravity. Not even a global pandemic can take it down. I mean, why is that?
Well, whenever we see a big increase in real estate values, a lot of people automatically assume that it's foreign buyers and speculators. They're the ones that are to blame, which is often true. But it wasn't the case in 2020. So when I looked at foreign buyers and speculators, they weren't that active, or if they were active, it was mainly on the selling side, particularly in the condo market, as many of them had sort of overextended themselves financially. So when during the fall and the summer, there was a real sense of panic within this cohort. They were dealing with rent freezes, large increases in insurance costs. They couldn't evict tenants for non-payment. They also had to deal with this strengthening trend of people fleeing downtown in favor of more space in the suburbs. Also, some of Canada's top forecasters, they're predicting that real estate would drop by 9 to 18%. So because of all these headwinds, there wasn't a lot of FOMO in the real estate market, which kept a lot of the speculators and foreign buyers at bay. What we saw was that most of the buying was done by local residents who are buying homes to live in.
Okay, well, you mentioned some of Canada's top forecasters predicting this, price drops anywhere from 9 to 18%. That certainly didn't materialize. So what did they get wrong?
Yeah, these were mostly coming from the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, or CMHC. They were very bearish on the Canadian real estate market in 2020, citing issues such as high Canadian debt level, economic struggles due to the pandemic, less immigration, and the mortgage deferral cliff, which they believe would force vulnerable homeowners to sell their homes as soon as the bank's mortgage deferral programs came to an end, thinking that it would flood the market with new listings. And they held on to this bearish stance for most of the year, doubled down on it on a couple occasions, but in the end, they were wrong. They were very wrong. The mortgage deferral cliff was essentially a non-event. Default rates were low, and demand, particularly in the detached and semi-detached home market, was strong. Now, there was a window lasting a couple of months where it was a pretty strong buyer's market for condos, but even that didn't last. And now we're looking at sort of a balanced market for condos, but it's still a seller's market for detached homes.
Well, I still don't understand why, though, Mark. During a pandemic, why did our real estate prices not only stay afloat, but increase so much in price?
Yeah, I mean, it's for the same reason that our stock market has recovered so strongly, why Bitcoin is surging, and why Canadian saving rates are at all-time highs. Like, none of these things should be occurring during a global pandemic when our economy is running at half speed. But they are. And the reason they are is because governments and central banks introduced policies which essentially bailed out the stock and the real estate market. So what they did, they reduced interest rates to near zero. They started writing checks to people and businesses that really needed the help. But it didn't stop there. Like, those checks were also sent to a lot of people and businesses that really didn't need them, like people and businesses that weren't affected negatively by the pandemic. And all that extra money had to go somewhere. Some of it flowed into bank accounts, others in the stock market, and of course, real estate. So you got this combination of low interest rates, excessive saving. It's just a recipe for higher real estate prices. And that's which we saw for most of 2020.
Okay. The situation as we have it right now, the economy is still being held back by the pandemic. People still need jobs to buy homes. Is simply lowering interest rates, is that enough to offset the many headwinds caused by COVID-19?
We often say that we are, quote, we're all in this together. But the truth is, there are certain segments of society that are being affected a lot more than others. So the group that is hardest hit by the economic slowdown is the hospitality and tourism sector. These workers tend to earn less and are primarily renters. So unfortunately for them, they're unable to take advantage of these low rates. In fact, over time, low rates actually hurt them. But on the other hand, you got the high wage earners who, due to the high costs, they're the ones who are able to buy real estate. Now, this group's employment has fully recovered. We're higher than pre-COVID levels, and now they're in a better position to buy than they were a year ago because of the low rates and the increased savings. So what are they doing? They're buying. But to answer your question, low interest rates, like pandemic or not, it's a major driver of real estate prices. Even a 1% drop makes a huge difference. But the opposite is also true. If rates were to rise, I would expect prices in real estate to decrease.
So that's the look back. Let's talk about this year. Prediction time, Mark. Is the market likely to keep trending higher?
So again, like as I mentioned before, it's really up to these central banks and these government policies. And right now, the narrative is that they're going to be keeping interest rates low for years, at least into 2022. And they're even introducing a concept of micro interest rate cuts, which to me is insane. But you combine that, low rates, even maybe some cuts, combined with more money printing from all around the world, which is diluting the buying power of our currencies, causing inflations. That just tells me that prices, not just in real estate, but in a lot of other things, will be going up. And I don't think that the central banks are done with their money printing programs. They're likely going to continue until COVID is completely gone, which could take a while into 2022, maybe beyond. And if that were to happen, it just makes sense to me that real estate prices will continue to rise due to the inflation. Not as much as 2020, but I would expect on average prices will probably be higher in January 2022 than they are today.
Okay, there's your prediction on the record, Mark. So thanks very much for setting us up for the year.
No problem.